And here we go. It's Tuesday, the 7th of July. We're marching into another wonderful moment of plumbing. Because, hey, this is Radio Life and Style. And on a Tuesday, Barry Chapman from Chapman Plumbing joins me for what I'm confident is definitely the country's only dedicated radio plumbing moment. I think it's fantastic. Pioneering stuff, Barry. Well done to you. How are you doing on
Radio
Tuesday?
Life and Style on the forefront of plumbing podcasts.
I'm telling you what, bro. Live and uncensored. And right now, hey, we're heading into nippy days, relatively speaking, for this part of the country. We've got fresh mornings. Obviously, a lot of fresh action down on the beachfront with the Bolito Pro presented by O'Neill in town. But what are you encountering on the call-outs at the moment? Are there things of a particular stripe that are...
Well, I don't know what's going on, really, because we've had an unbelievable increase in burst pipes and everything like that.
Burst pipes?
Yeah, so we... and it's everywhere. It's complexes, it's houses, it's interstates. It's become a bit of a mind-blowing thing. You know, we've... Today alone, we've got 5 leak detections that we need to do to try and locate leaks. Wow. Where they are. We've sent guys out to site to go and do a little primary survey quickly to see if we can find the issue, where the issue is, what the problem is. And unfortunately, you're finding a bit of water coming out nowhere near where anything or where there is any infrastructure. So you've got to get the leak detection equipment in there to try and, to pinpoint it and limit the amount of labor spent on site.
Whoa, man. And is this because things are cold and infrastructure is contracting and pipes are maybe old pipes are proving to be brittle? And is it a seasonal thing? Do you normally get a surge in this kind of stuff during winter?
No, I certainly can't say I've noticed anything over the years as temperatures change. It may be a contributing factor to it. But certainly water interruptions, those kind of things, are certainly going to affect your issue. One of the big things that can help to sort this problem out is pressure regulating valves.
That was my next question. Like, what can you do to mitigate this thing? So what is installing one of these babies do to a system?
So basically what it does is instead of you as a homeowner, a complex owner, a state owner, whatever homeowners association, you're installing a pressure valve that is going to become a added insurance package to making sure that you don't have those pressure spikes.
Gotcha.
And what happens through this whole process is it regulates, you set your pressure at a constant. So 5 bars, 6 bars, and then it doesn't go up above that.
Okay, so it literally caps it.
100%. So the biggest issue that you have with pressure is that the dead times between like 12 and 4 o'clock in the morning, you are getting your pressure spikes because no one's using any water in the plumbing infrastructure network. We've, years in the past, have recorded up to 16 bars in certain places, and those people were literally getting a burst pipe every day, every second day. And then we went and installed pressure regulating valves, dropped the pressure down to maintain something that is decent, stops that spark, and they didn't have another burst pipe for about 8 months.
Wow. So this is a persistent issue in certain parts of town.
100%. So if you've got a complex, for example, and you're getting burst pipes all over the place, there's one in Simbiti Drive here that we went and did a pressure valve installation. We were there once a week, if not more, fixing a burst pipe, and they're quite high up on top of the hill here as well. So they were still getting a bit of a pressure spark.
Wow.
We installed a pressure valve there. I think in the last two years, we've maybe done 4 or 5 burst pipes.
That's it.
And that is a aging infrastructure where, you know, you've got our wonderful polycop pipe, that orange stuff that I think every plumber dislikes. And it is completely, I mean, they were spending 120 to 150,000 rand a year on burst pipes and associated repairs. That's dropped down to like 10 grand.
So a real real significant saving.
But it goes as far as holiday homes, freestanding houses. Put a bulk adjustable pressure valve as it comes into your property. You know, you don't want to put one of those over-the-counter things because that's specifically for the internals of your house. Yeah. You want a little bit more pressure for your garden hose and those kind of things. And you can put an adjustable pressure valve just after your water meter. And then it safeguards that network of piping that's running through your through your house, especially the older houses that have got a bit of spaghetti running underground, teeing off all over the place. You know, it's a very, very costly exercise to replace all of that.
And to install one of these things, is it a single job done in a couple of hours?
Yeah, done in a couple of hours. So obviously the smaller application things for residential application, that's, you know, you hour and a half in and out depending on the installation. For the smaller estates and complexes and things like that, there's a bit of planning that needs to go into it. And you generally a day, max 2 days, you've done your bits and bobs and got everything in place. And now you're protected a little bit more.
Well, you're getting the story here. And if you're thinking, this sounds like what I need to get in my life, well, who are you going to call? Mr. Chapman himself, Barry Chapman from Chapman Plumbing. And what's the best way to reach out, Barry?
Oh, our office. We've got a fantastic crew of ladies in the office there, 032-525-4123. You can find us on Facebook and online on the interweb, www.chapmanplumbing.co.za. And I'm always available for a chat as well on 082-571-6455.
You got it from the man himself, Mr. Chapman, wishing you a terrific Tuesday, man. Hopefully not too many burst pipes today, and many more or many less after this interview has been taken to heart and people start installing these wonderful pressure-saving doohickeys.
Pressure control valve, 100%.
Get it right. Get it right.